This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said ahead of an EU-Ukraine summit next week that Ukraine had unconditional support from the bloc and that the country needed to prevail against Russian attacks to defend European values. "We stand by Ukraine's side without any ifs, ands, and buts," von der Leyen said in a speech on Saturday at an event of her party, the Christian Democrat CDU, in Dusseldorf, Germany. Meantime, an expanding U.S. military helpline aimed at providing repair advice to Ukrainian forces in the heat of battle has turned to virtual chat rooms. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Using phones and tablets to communicate in encrypted chat lines, a rapidly growing group of U.S. and allied troops and contractors are providing real-time maintenance advice to Ukrainian troops on the battlefield. As allies send more and increasingly complex high-tech weapons to Ukraine, demands for these services are spiking, particularly as no U.S. or other NATO nations will send troops into the country to provide hands-on assistance amid worries about being drawn into direct conflict with Russia. Fixing a howitzer, repair teams say, has been a frequent request from Ukrainian troops on the front lines. Just a few months ago, there were a bit more than 50 members of these remote maintenance teams. That will surge to 150 in the coming weeks, and the number of encrypted chat lines has more than tripled, from about 11 last fall to 38 now. I'm Sarah Naffa.
France has extended mandatory COVID tests for travelers from China until February 15th, a government decree published Saturday showed. While Chinese officials say infections have peaked, some global experts warn that cases could rise in rural areas as millions of Chinese travel for family reunions during the Lunar New Year holiday. For more stories, visit voanews.com.